Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cal Abrams. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting third. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Fridley. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Chuck Ellis. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Bob Chuck Ellis. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Spook Jacobs. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting third. The third baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Bolweg. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ed McGee. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting eighth. The catcher, Billy Shantz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Trice. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bob Trice. And now, play ball. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jacobs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hunter moves to third. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a line drive to left field. Zerniel throws towards first. Bolweg fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bolweg. Hunter scores. Waitkus moves to third. Mealy moves to second. It's 1-0, Orioles. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Waitkus tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Orioles. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trice fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow takes first base on ball four. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan hits a line drive towards right. Mealy catches it and throws to first to double up Vallow. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shantz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallow who is chasing the ball. Young reaches third base with a triple. Bob Chuck Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chuck Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 0 for 1 in the game. Abrams hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Bolweg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolweg bunts towards third. Kennedy throws towards first, with the pitcher covering. Chuck Ellis fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Chuck Ellis. Bolweg moves to second. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Orioles, 2, Athletics, 2. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri strikes out. Two outs. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz hits a fly ball into center field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Trice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trice strikes out. One out. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacobs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Vallow hits a fly ball into left field. Fridley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kennedy. Jacobs moves to third. Finnegan moves to second. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 1 in the game. Zerniel is walked intentionally. Don Bolweg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolweg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bolweg takes first base on ball 4. Jacobs scores. Finnegan moves to third. Zerniel moves to second. It's 3-2, Athletics. Howie Fox now pitching. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. McGee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Finnegan scores. Zerniel scores. Bolweg moves to second. It's 5-2, Athletics. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 1 in the game. DeMaestri takes first base on ball 4. Bolweg moves to third. McGee moves to second. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0 for 1 in the game. Shantz hits a line drive into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fridley hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. Courtney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGee, who is chasing the ball. Courtney reaches third base with a triple. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Young hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGee. Young reaches second base with a double. Courtney scores. It's 5-3, Athletics. Howie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Trice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trice is 0-for-1 in the game. Trice hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fridley. Trice reaches second base with a double. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney fires to second and picks off Trice for the out. One out. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jacobs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 0-for-2 in the game. Abrams takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jacobs fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Abrams trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mealy hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Zerniel hits a fly ball into center field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Bolweg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolweg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. he's got one RBI. Bollweg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. McGee hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fridley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bollweg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Courtney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Courtney reaches second base with a double. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Young hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Courtney scores. It's 5-4, Athletics. Dick Krahoski pinch hits for Howie Fox. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Bliska now pitching. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0-for-2 in the game. Shantz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Trice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Trice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jacobs takes first base on ball 4. Trice moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Vallow hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mealy. Vallow reaches second base with a double. Trice scores. Jacobs goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Athletics. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Finnegan hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Zerniel takes first base on ball 4. Don Bollweg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bollweg is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bollweg takes first base on ball 4. Vallow moves to third. Zerniel moves to second. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bliska fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Abrams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGee, who is chasing the ball. Abrams reaches third base with a triple. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Abrams tags and scores. One out. It's 7-5, Athletics. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Waitkus hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mealy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Jacobs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Orioles 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, DeMaestri hits a fly ball into center field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shantz takes first base on ball 4. Bob Trice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Trice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jacobs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus scoops it up and throws to first, with Bliska covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Jacobs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 0-for-3 in the game. Fridley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGee. Fridley reaches second base with a double. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Courtney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fridley scores. It's 7-6, Athletics. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bollweg fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Trice covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Orioles 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Vallow hits a pop-up towards first. Waitkus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Finnegan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Zerniel takes first base on ball 4. Don Bollweg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Zerniel. The throw from Courtney and he is out, Hunter applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Gil Cohn pinch hits for Mike Bliska. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Abrams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Abrams reaches second base with a double. Don Larson pinch hits for Billy Hunter. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Waitkus hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and Baltimore Orioles, 6. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.